Yeah, this happened the other day, and it's a problem that I've had for a while, and that is I don't like to carry cash. I just don't. It's just not convenient to go to an ATM, and I also don't have a lot of ATM trust.
Is that because of the robbery job there kind of thing?
Well, no, it's because, you know, people will go put at gas pumps, they'll go put a credit card reader there, and you think you're buying gas, but essentially you've given somebody. I don't like to use my debit card for things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel comfortable using American Express because they have an incredible fraud department.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, my Amex thing, it looks like there's something wrong here. They're like, oh, we'll get rid of that immediately. You'll never hear of this ever again.
Right. No, I hear
okay,
you.
Okay, awesome, man. I feel like there's this wall of security.
Yep.
Using Amex, and I think you're a little bit more vulnerable anytime you use your bank card. Now, that may be entirely inaccurate, but no. That's just how I feel.
Dude, let me tell you this too. I worry about this too, because there's a difference in my mind with the hard cash that is in the bank versus the credit world.
Right.
Like, you know, you start going, well, hey, I had $10,000 of cash, but it's been compromised. How does that get recovered?
Yeah. I don't know. Exactly. And so anyways, I just don't carry cash. I don't need it very often.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I go about my day, I can pretty much pay for whatever I need to pay for either with a credit card or with Venmo. Right.
Right. Yes.
A money app. And so the times where it stings me are when we go somewhere, which isn't entirely often. It's not incredibly often, but it's if there's valet parking.
Right.
Because your car comes and you don't necessarily owe anything, but they're standing there like, okay, do you have a tip for me? And you have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's really. So what I don't like is I don't like awkward, but I continually put myself in incredibly awkward situations.
All you have to do. So I always try to have at least 3 to 5 ones on me and at least 3 fives, because even if you're over tipping, like you've run out of ones and you're over tipping with a five, it sucks. But it's not the end of the world. It's not like standing there having a 20 going,
Seems like a lot of trouble to go get 3 fives and 3 ones.
No, I'm saying just always at least have that on you.
I don't like to have that on me.
Well,
I'd rather you keep it on you and then I'll Venmo you. Hey, listen.
Guys, I got to go to the ATM. I'm going to see Ben later.
I feel like since Venmo's come out, I've totally compensated in that regard, right? Like,
oh,
you're getting
absolutely.
Paid.
Absolutely.
You're not getting hurt.
I think I've made money off you because you feel guilty about it.
I think Sean's the same way. I'll be at dinner with Sean, and I, of course, don't have money for, you know, if I see him, it's usually at a nice restaurant. So I'm like, I'll just send him Venmo, and he'll just, you know, begrudgingly go pull money out of his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
The other place that it really hurts you, and it might even hurt you even worse, is at the car wash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I like to get my car washed, but you pay for it with your credit card.
Right.
Right. Just like valet parking, it's complimentary, or you pay for whatever. I pay for my car wash with my credit card. I go through, and then what happens is they pull your car over. I like the wheels to look real armor-alled and the tires and whatnot all cleaned. And so somebody starts going to town on your car, and it's 180 degrees outside.
Right.
And they're working their arse off to get that car as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day after the show, my car, I let it get super dirty. So I take it to a car wash. And man, I just wasn't thinking. I think I was on the phone. I'm going through the car wash. And then the guy's working on it. And I start looking around. I'm like, dude, there is nowhere, no ATM around anywhere. How am I? And so I asked one of the guys that worked there. I go, hey, can you just charge my card and put cash on it? And they're like, nope. I'm like, how am I supposed to tip this guy? So I look over. And this guy is working harder than I've ever seen another human being work on my car.
Japanese beaver?
I mean, he's working like a Japanese beaver building a dam in a flood.
Yep.
And dude, that thing, it's like he's got a toothbrush out. And he's every detail. And he'll look over at me and I'll look over at him. And I can tell he's looking at me going, huh? See the work I'm putting in here? Yeah.
And he's a big tolo.
I got you. I got you. And so I've never seen a guy work as hard as this guy worked.
You're on the radio. You're going to tip me well.
I've never seen a guy work as hard on my car ever. And I'm sweating bullets because I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. There's no ATM here. I don't have cash. I'm like, do I have cash hidden in my car anywhere? Do I have anything of value? Then I'm like, Do I give him a hat? Is that just insulting? What do I do? I give him a sticker.
I give him a hat.
I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Here's what you do.
Did you Venmo him?
Oh, you could have done that?
I could have found out if he had Venmo.
You put your hand on his shoulder and you say, keep it up. And good things will come to you.
You Mike Maddox him?
So what happened. Okay. I was right as it was time. I mean, my car has never been cleaner. It almost hurts your eye to look at it because it's sparkling so brightly.
Pristine.
He was just about to finish that car, and I'm like, and right then, a lady started a conversation with me.
All right.
She goes, did you say you were from Prosper? You know, she or some. She heard me on the phone or something. I'm real excited about that Prosper Allen football game coming up November
1st. Oh, yeah, it's a big one.
And so, by the way, we start talking about that Prosper Allen game, and somebody else walked in. Hey, you guys talking about Prosper versus Allen? That's going to be a hell of a game. You know, it's like the community's buzzing.
It's like Allen's getting ready for it.
You need to go tell them that fight week's going on in Allen, see what they think.
And so, anyways, this lady, I start talking to her, and we're having a conversation. And I look over, I'm like, this is great. She is distracting the situation. The guy has cleaned my car. I don't have cash to pay him. What I need for him to do is to go away. Because if I go to talk to him, all I'd say is, man, I'm really sorry I don't have any cash right now.
Right?
Now there's a couple people around, too, because we're having a conversation about Prosper football. And I'm like, now everyone's going to see what a cheapskate I am. And I can't. This guy just worked his ass off and I can't pay him. So I'm like, man, this is great. This lady's going to talk to me. She's very nice. We're having a good conversation. This guy's got to move on to another car. So he finishes with my car, and I look over at the corner of my eye, and he's standing there. And I'm like, okay, cool. So he's just standing there for a second. He's giving me a second, like, sir, this is your chance to tip me.
Right.
Your car's ready. I was like, all right, man, thank you. He's like, your car's ready. I was like, thanks, man.
I'll be there in a little while.
And he just stood there.
Oh!
And I was like, okay, cool. He's going to stand there for a second. He's going to move on. So I keep talking. And I look over the corner of my eye. He's still standing there.
Nice. He's got
like,
you, dude.
Oh, my God. He owns me. I just wanted to give him the car. Like, you can have the car, man. I'm sorry. This is, I don't have any cash, and I never will have cash again. But
you can have the car or the hat.
Have this car. So the guy was waiting it out, man. The guy was waiting it out. I'm sure there were other cars just being totally neglected. He was waiting for my tip.
He knew you're the big tipper.
He stayed there and stayed there and stayed there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. And so I looked over at him. This hurt so bad.
Oh, no.
I looked.
Did you tell him to run along?
I looked over at him. What do you guys think I said?
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Thanks for everything, bud.
I appreciate
you. That's such a douchey thing to say.
You gave him your card.
Keep on trucking, pal.
Well, oh, yeah, it's good.
If you hand somebody your card, that's almost worse because anything, if I dig in my pocket or hand him anything, he's going to think it's money. That's just going to be adding in insult.
Write an IOU on a notepad and give him an IOU.
Did you do the Goonga Galunga?
No.
Did you try to send him some V-Bucks?
You promised him eternal consciousness on his deathbed, didn't you?
I didn't have a pitchfork.
You got
and
his
I
number?
Looked I looked over at him and I go, for the second time, hey, thanks, man. And this guy, his shoulders slumped so badly, I feel like both shoulders broke.
Dude.
And that music played. There was a live band played that music. And he walked off like Charlie Brown, and it was the worst moment of his life. And I'm thinking, man, I'm the biggest a-hole ever. And listen, it's all because there's no ATM.
No, listen. He knew that
should've
you were...
Should have gone to the strip club first.
He knew that you were Ben of the Ben and Skin Show.
Yeah.
And joining us now on thehiresafety.com. No. Here's what you do, because this is what KT does. So at all the car wash places, you're really supposed to tip all of them in a box. So walk up to that tip box and put a folded piece of paper in there.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. I've done that too. Or I've gone through with the fake air tip just over to that box. But there's no box there. It's
play
straight tipping.
Tip.
And so he sat there. He must have sat there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes.
Go back by today. Where is this place?
Now, this is the other thing. Like, there was the time that, who was the Rangers player? They had, like, a player that I was, a utility infielder that I had been trashing.
Andres Blanco.
Is that who it was?
Oh, yes, it was.
What? I was,
really? Yes.
I was just,
no, I swear to God, it was.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so I had been trashing him
trash
on the
air. And then Emily interviewed him.
He's just a placeholder while Kinsler was hurt.
It's so stupid. It was a bad take. But I'd been trashing him, and it just became my whipping boy type deal. And I trashed him over and over and over for so long. And in my world, it was a thing. And I thought it in my mind, it was this whole thing. And it was so I went over to his locker, and I was like, hey, man, I just want to be a stand-up guy. I go over to his locker, and I go, I wanted to be a stand-up guy. I didn't want to trash the guy and not make myself. So I was like, I'm not only going to be in the clubhouse, I'm going to go tell him, hey, it was me. It's not personal.
Hey, man, I think you suck.
And it was, number one, he didn't know who I was or what I was talking about. Yeah. Number two, he did not speak any English.
At all.
Like, no,
at all.
I remember he goes, okay. And then he started looking around for Mitch Moreland or somebody to help.
There's a chance if I go back to that car wash, that guy's like, what are you? Who are you? Why are you doing this?
Right.
So I could be, I don't know if I would get the impact of giving it to him now or would I just be throwing it out the window
Can
right
now? Can
you
still visualize this guy in your face? Is his image, where is this place?
Just swing by.
It's up kind of in my part of town. It's
just
up near Frisco.
Just roll by there with a $5 bill. And if you see him, say, hey, I didn't have cash on me
Can
yesterday.
I Venmo you right now for $5?
All right. Here.
Yes! Oh, this is big. Look at that.
Kevin, would you hand that to Ben? I don't want to be the guy directly handing it to him.
That's a $5 bill.
All right,
yes.
Listen. Listen. I forgot to Venmo you for the Starbucks yesterday, so you keep that, Ben.
Okay, good.
You keep that, and then you go and give that to Mr. Blanco up there at the car wash and make sure that you make this wrong or right.
If he doesn't remember it, I'm not going to be there getting my car washed. He's going to think I'm propositioning him.
Man, something good could come out of that too, man.
He might still be there waiting for you.
It could literally be your lucky day. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.